Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to learn Brachos Daf Nun Zayin. We're going to start at the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Horoye Huno Bechaloim. And the Gemara is soon going to say that he doesn't see a person called Huna. He sees in his dream four letters. The letters of Huna, Hei Vav Nun Aleph. Says the Gemara, Nes Naseloi. Then it's a sign that a miracle will be performed for him. And the reason is because the word for miracle is Nes. The word Nes starts with a Nun. Huna also has a Nun in it. So the Nun in Huna is telling us it's a sign that a miracle will be performed. Continues the Gemara. Chanino, Chananyo, Yoichanon. These are all names of people and they all have two Nuns in them. So the Gemara says, Nisei nisim naseloi. Miracles upon miracles will be performed for him because there's a multiple Nuns in these names. Continues the Gemara. Horoye hesped bechaloim. If somebody sees the four letters hesped, an ology, which is said for somebody who dies, but if somebody sees these four letters in his dream, min hashamayim chosu olov upadouhu. It's a sign that from Shamayim, from heaven, they have spared him and redeemed him. V'hani mili b'ksova. These few things we just mentioned now, Huna, Chanino, Chananyo, Yoichanon, and Hesped, is b'ksova if one sees them in writing. Continues the Gemara. Ha'oine yehei shamei rabba mavorach. If somebody in his dream answers Omein Yehi Shmei Rabba, Muvtach Lo Yishu Ben Oilim Abo, he can be assured that he is a Ben Oilim Abo. He has a share in the world to come. Akira Kriyas Shema. If somebody sees himself reading the Shema in his dream, Ra'u Shetishu Alav Shechina, then such a person is deserving, is fit to have the Shechina rest upon him. The fact that this person who said the Shema in his dream does not feel that the Shechina, the Divine Presence, is resting upon him, it's just because his generation does not merit having such a person or having such a glory of being experienced at their time. Continues the Gemara, Hamaniach Tfilin Bechalim. If somebody puts on Tfilin in his dream, Yetzape Lukdula. He can anticipate to rise to greatness. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, v'ro'u chol ami ha'oretz, ki shem Hashem nikra olecho, v'goymer, that all the people in the earth will see that the name of Hashem is called upon him, and they will be in awe of you. V'yoru mimeko, they will have awe of you. V'tanya, and we learnt in a braisa, Reb Eliezer Godel oymer, Elu tfilin sheberoish, when it says v'ro'u chol ami ha'oretz, what will the people of the land see? They will see the tfilin on his head. So if somebody puts on tfilin in his dream, then it's a sign that everybody is going to awe him, and that's going to happen because he's going to rise to greatness. Continues the Gemara, haba al imoy bechaloim. If somebody has relations with his mother in his dream, yetzape lebina, he can anticipate to attain understanding. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, ki im labino tikra, which means that if you call out to understanding, your tikra, you call out to bina, and we read the sentence not ki im labino tikra, but rather ki aim labino tikra. And if you have control over the concept called aim, called a mother, then you are calling out to bina, to understanding. And obviously these things have to be understood in depth. If somebody does some serious averas, nothing good is going to come of it. But the Gemara is just telling us how to interpret these dreams. Continues the Gemara, halbo al nara murasa. If somebody has relations with a woman who's already considered married, she has not yet had chuppah, she's not yet a nesua, but she's had a kiddushin, yitzape l'teira, he can anticipate to understand and attain Torah knowledge. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Torah tziva lonu Moshe, Hashem commanded us, or Moshe commanded us the Torah, Moirosha Kihilas Yaakov, and the literal translation of that is that the assembly of Yaakov, meaning Klal Yisrael, have Torah as an inheritance. Al Tikri Moirosha, the Gemara says, don't read it Moirosha inheritance. Tikri, you should read it Elo Moirosa, you should read it Moirosa as in a betrothed one, a woman who is what we would call engaged. Nowadays, our engagement is not Kiddushin, but in the times of Chazal, the Moirosa, the engagement, was a Kiddushin. So you see that Torah is called Moirosa, is called Mekudeshes to Klal Yisrael. So somebody who has relations with somebody who is Moirosa, it means that he's connecting to the concept called Torah, which is Moirosa. Continues the Gemara. Habo al achoisei bechalim, if somebody has relations with his sister in his dream, yitzape lechochma, he can anticipate to attain chochma, wisdom. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, emor lechochma achoisiot, say to chochma, to wisdom, you are my sister. So we see there's some connection between chochma and a sister. So somebody who gets very close to his sister, then that hints, that alludes to somebody getting very close to chochma. Continues the Gemara. Habo al eishes ish bechaloim. If somebody has relations with a woman who is or otherwise married whilst in a dream, muftach lo yishu ben oilem habo, he's assured that he has a part, a share in oilem habo. And Rashi explains that there's a concept where a person not only takes his own share in oilem habo, but even takes his friend's share in oilem habo in the event that his friend does not take his own share. And here too, taking somebody else's wife means that you're taking not only what's due to you, but also taking something that belongs to somebody else, and such a concept exists also regarding taking a share in oilem habo. Says the Gemara, v'hanimili, but this is only true, de lo yodalo, that he does not know this ishusish, this married woman that he had relationship with in his dream, v'lo hirer bo mi'urta, and he wasn't thinking about her in the night before he went to sleep, and therefore we can assume that this dream that he had was purely a sign for his being associated to oilem habo, and not just getting carried away with bad thoughts he had earlier on. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rebchia Bar Abba, Horoye Chitim Bechaloim, if somebody sees wheat in a dream, Ra'o Sholim, then he's seen peace. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Hasom Gvuleich Sholim, that it's Hashem who brings peace into our borders, Chelev Chitim Yazbeich, with the cream of the wheat, he satisfies you. So you see that that wheat is something which is connected to the peace that Hashem brings to our borders. Continues the Gemara, Horoye Soirim Bechaloim, if somebody sees barley in a dream, Soru Avoinoisov, it's a sign that his sins have left him. The word Soru is similar to the word Soirim, and Soru means that it has left him. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'sor Avoinecho, V'chatoscho Techupor, that your Avoinis, your Averis have left you, and your Averis, your Chatoim, have been atoned for. Omer Abzeira, Ano Loisolki mi Bovel Le'eretz Yisrael, I refuse to go from Bovel up to Eretz Yisrael, Ad Dechazoi Saira Bechelmo, until I saw this good sign of barley in my dream. Only after I saw the barley in the dream and I knew that I no longer had any remnants of Averis left on my soul, then I was prepared and ready to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Horoye Gefen Teuno Bechaloim. If somebody sees a grapevine, one laden with grapes, Ein Ishtoi Mapeles Nefolim, it's a sign that his wife is not going to miscarry, is not going to give birth to a stillborn child. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Eshtecho Kegefen Peirio, your wife will be like a fruitful vine, Soireiko, and if he sees, says the Gemara, if he sees a branch of a vine, not a vine laden with grapes, but he just sees a branch, a single branch, Yitzapel Mashiach, then he can expect the coming of Mashiach. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Oisri lagefen iroi, that he will tie his donkey to a vine, v'lasoireiko b'ni asoinoi, and his donkey will be tied to a branch of a vine. Continues the Gemara, Horoye te'eino b'chaloim, somebody who sees a fig, sees in his dream, Toirosoi mishtameres b'kirboi, he can assume that he has a sign that the Torah he has learnt will be safeguarded within him. He will not forget what he has learnt. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Noitzer te'eino yoichal pirya, the protector of a fig tree will eat its fruits. Continues the Gemara, Horoye rimoinim b'chaloim, if someone sees pomegranates in a dream, then it depends. Zutra, if they are small pomegranates, pori iske kerimoina, then his business deals will become fruitful like a pomegranate. Ravrave, if he saw very large pomegranates in his dream, rabbi iske kerimoina, then his business will increase like a pomegranate. The difference between them being whether his business is going to be fruitful, pore iske, or whether it's going to be robe iske, where his business is going to become increased. Continues the Gemara, Palge, if a person sees a half a pomegranate, a split pomegranate, im Talmud Chochem hu, if the person who had this dream is a Talmud Chochem, yitzapa le Torah, he can anticipate understanding and retaining Torah knowledge. And Emor, as it says in the Pasuk, Ashkecho miyayin horekach, me'asis rimoini, which means I would give you to drink from spiced wine, from the juice of my pomegranates. V'im amhoretzu, if the person who had the dream is just an ordinary person and not a Talmud Chochem, yitzapel mitzvahs, somebody who's not a Talmud Chochem cannot anticipate Torah learning. He's not learning Torah, but he can anticipate that he will have the schus, the merit, to be doing mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, and he'll be doing the mitzvahs well. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, kapelach harimoin rakoseich, like a section of a pomegranate are your temples. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? My rakoseich, what does this interesting word, rakoseich, your temples, what does that mean? It means afilu reikonim sheboch, even those of you who are empty of Torah, meleim mitzvahs kerimoin, nonetheless, they are full with mitzvahs like the pomegranate seeds fill the pomegranate. Continues the Gemara, horoye zeisim b'chaloim, if somebody sees olives in a dream, zutra, if they're small olives, porei v'rovei v'koi iske kezeisim, he can expect that his business is going to be fruitful and increase, as olives do. V'hanemili pri, this only applies if he sees the fruits of the olive tree, he sees the olives. Avl iloni, but if one sees the olive trees themselves, havyan leibonim rubim, then that means he's going to have many children. Like the tree of olives bears many fruits, which are the olives, so too this person who sees an olive tree will bear many children. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, bonecho kishsile zeisim, your children will be like olive shoots. Ikud Amra, others explain, horoya zayis bechaloim, if somebody sees a single olive in a dream, Shem Toiv Yoitzeloi, it's a sign that a good name will emerge for him, and he'll get a good reputation. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Zayis Ra'anon Yefei Pri Toyar Koro Hashem Shmeich, which is translated as follows, that Hashem has called your name a leafy olive tree, beautiful with shapely fruit. So you see that the olives are to do with the beautiful name that you have. Somebody who sees an olive, it's a sign that he's going to get a good reputation. Horoya shemen zayis bechaloim, he doesn't see an olive in his dream, he sees olive oil in a dream. Yitzapel mo'ira Torah, he can anticipate to perceive the light of Torah. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, vayikhu eilecho shemen zayis zoch, and you should take for you in the Beis HaMikdash with the menorah, you should take olive oil to lighten up, to illuminate the menorah constantly. Continues the Gemara. Horoye temorim b'chaloyim, if somebody sees dates in a dream, tamu avoynoisov, then he can assume that his sins have terminated, have ended. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, tam avoynech bas tzion, that bas tzion, klal Yisrael, your averus have tam, have terminated. And the word tmorim is tam morim. Morim is bitterness, averus are bitter, and tam morim, when the bitterness ends, it's a sign that his averus have been wiped away. Omer of Yosef, horoye eiz b'chaloim, if somebody sees a goat in a dream, shono misbareches loy, then he can hope it's a sign that the next year will be a blessed one for him. Izim, if he sees more than one goat in his dream, shonim misbareches loy, then he can assume that a number of years in the future he'll will be good years. Shenemer, as it says, v'dei chalev izim lelachmecha, that the milk of goats will be sufficient for your food. Continues the Gemara. Horoye hadas b'chaloim, if somebody sees a tree of hadasim, a bush, or he sees a hadasim tree, nechosim, nechosov matzlichim loy, then it's a sign that his belongings, his assets, will perform successfully for him. Vim ein loy nechosim, a person who does not have any assets, then what does the dream, what's it a sign for? Yerusha nefeles le'mimokim achir, it's a sign that an inheritance will fall to him from somewhere else, which means that he will attain, he'll receive properties from land. Oma Ula, v'omri lo b'masnita tona, either Ula said, or it was said in a braisa, v'hu dechozo b'kanayhu, that's assuming that he saw these hadasim still attached to their tree, attached to their ground. Continues the Gemara. Horoye esrog b'chaloim, if somebody sees an esrog in his dream, hodur hu lifnei koinoi, it means that in Hashem's eyes, this person is beautiful. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, pri eitz hodor, that an esrog is the fruit of a beautiful tree, kapis tamorim, the branches of date palms. And these two words, kapis tamorim, many say belong to the next phrase in the Gemara. They do not belong to the esrog. What we want from the esrog is that it's a pri, it's the fruit of a eitz hodor, of a beautiful tree. And that's why somebody who sees an esrog in his dream, it's a sign that he is beautiful in Hashem's eyes. What do we want with the kapis tamorim, with the date palms? Says the Gemara, horoye lulav b'chaloim, if somebody sees a lulav, which is a branch from a date palm, in his dream, ein loy elo lev echod la'aviv shebashamayim, in the same way as a date palm only has a single heart, so too this person has just one heart and is totally focused on serving Hashem, and in no part of his heart is deviating elsewhere. Continues the Gemara, horoye avoz b'chaloim, if somebody sees a goose in his dream, yetzape l'chochma, he can anticipate wisdom. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, chochmois b'chutz toroino, that chochma, wisdom, cries out outside in the streets, and a goose typically cries louder than many other birds do, and that's why if you see this goose, it means that you have some connection with something that cries loud, that makes a big noise. What is it? It's wisdom, as the Pasuk says, that chochmois b'chutz toroino, that wisdom cries out in the streets. V'abo'oleo, if he dreams that he's having some very intimate relationship with his goose, have you Rosh Hashiva, that means that he's so close to this chochmah that he's even going to be a Rosh Hashiva, and his chochmah is going to go and have an influence even to Talmidim and go further afield. Continues the Gemara, Omer Ravashi, Ani Re'isiha, I saw a goose in a dream, Ubasi Oleo, and I was dreaming that I was very intimately close with it. Vesalkis l'gdula, and it's true, I rose up and I in prestige and I became a Rosh Hashiva. Continues the Gemara, horoye tarnagol b'chaloim, if somebody sees a male chicken in a dream, Yitzapa leben zachar, he can anticipate that he's going to have a boy. Tarna goylim, somebody who sees more than one of these chickens in his dream, Yitzapa lebonim zachorim, then he can anticipate that he's going to have a number of male children of boys. Tarna goyles, if he sees a hen, which is the female chicken in a dream, Yitzapa letarbitza noa vegila, he can anticipate a beautiful garden, and that will give him reason to rejoice, which is gila. The word tarnegoiles is the tof resh of tarbitza, the nun of noah, and the gimel lamed of gila, and that's where you have the root of tarnegoil or tarnegoiles. And the Mefarshim ask why yitzapa letarbitza noah vegila is more attributed to the hen than to the male chickens, and the Mefarshim explain that. Continues the Gemara, Horoya beitzim bechaloim. If somebody sees eggs in a dream, tluya bakashosoy, it means that a certain wish he had is still being held in suspension. It's tluya nishtabru. If he saw that those eggs now broke, nasis bakashosoy, it means that his wish is no longer suspended, and his wish has been fulfilled. V'chein agoizim, the same is true if somebody dreams with nuts that get broken. V'chein kishuim, which is another type of nut. V'chein kleizchuchis, or if somebody dreams of glassware. V'chein kol hanishborim ko'elu, or anything that's easily breakable, like those we just mentioned, that if he dreams of them, then it's a sign that his wishes that were suspended have been fulfilled. Continues the Gemara, Hanichnas lekrach. If somebody dreams of himself going into a large town, Nasu loichafotzov, it's a sign that his desires have been fulfilled. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Vayanchem el mechoiz cheftzom, that he has guided them to their desired harbor, to where they wanted to be. Continues the Gemara, Hamegaleach roishei bechaloim. If somebody dreams that he's cut off the hair of his head in his dream, simen yofeloi, it's a good sign for him. Roishei uzkonoi, if he cuts off the hair also of his head and also of his beard, then loyu lekol mishpachtoi, it's a good sign not only for him but also for his entire family. Continues the Gemara, Hayoyshev ba'arevo k'tano, if somebody dreams of himself sitting on a small boat, shem toiv yetzeloi, then it's a sign that a good name will go out for him. He'll get a good reputation. Ba'arevo g'doilo, if he sees himself sitting in a big boat, then it's a sign, loyu l'chol mishpachtoi, that a good name will go out, not only for him, but also for his entire family. V'hanemili, the medallio deluye. This is true if the boat gets lifted high up. That shows that his name is going to be lifted, which means that he's riding up on the waves. Continues the Gemara. Hanifne bechaloim. If someone sees in a dream that he's relieving himself, simon yofeloi, it's a good sign for him. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, mihar tzoye lehiposeach, that somebody who has to pass his bowels, which is toye, is mihir lehiposeach, he hastens to be opened, which means that he gets saved, he stays well, he stays healthy. V'hanimili deloy kineach, and this is only true if in his dream he did not wipe himself clean. If he did wipe himself clean, then it could be he soiled his hands, and if he soiled his hands, then such a dream is not such a good sign anymore. Continues the Gemara, Ha'oile legag bechaloim, somebody who sees himself in a dream going up onto the roof, oile legdula, it means that he's going to rise in prominence, he's going to become a Rosh Hashiva, or become a prestigious person. Yorad, if in the same dream, he afterwards, after he goes up onto the roof, he descends and comes back down, Yorad migdulasoi, it's a sign that after he's going to rise in prominence, he's going to afterwards lose that position. Abaye v'rova to Ormutarvayu. Abai and Rava, both arguments claim that Kivan Sha'ala, once he's risen in prominence, Allah, he's going to remain in that prominent position and he's not going to lose the position. Continues the Gemara, Hakirea Begodov Bechaloim. If somebody tears his garments in a dream, Koirin Lo Yigzaradinoi. It's a sign from Shemaim that there was a decree against him and the decree got torn up. Continues the Gemara, Ha'oimeid Oroim Bechaloim. If somebody sees himself in a dream standing naked, then it depends where you are. Bebovel, if you're in Bovel, Oimeid Beloichet. Because in Bovel, then there are no mitzvahs that are particularly designed for Bovel. So the most you can have there is Averis. And because there's an Avera of living in Bovel and not living in Eretz Yisrael. So somebody who's naked, it means he's been stripped of the Avera of living in Bovel. But Eretz Yisrael, if he's however in Eretz Yisrael, and living in Eretz Yisrael means that you're totally and constantly involved with mitzvahs, then if you're naked there, it means you've been stripped of the virtues of Eretz Yisrael, Orum B'loi Mitzvahs, it means that you've lost the benefits of the mitzvahs that you've done in Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Hanitpos Lisradioit. If he dreams that he was being seized by a Roman officer, Shmir Nasis Loi, he's being protected, he's being guarded by this officer. So it's in the dream, it's a sign that Shmira has been established for him. He's been protected. Nesanu Bekailor. If in the dream he then sees that this Roman officer puts him in chains, chains him up, Hoisifulei Shmira al Shmirasoi. It means that an added protection upon the already existing protection has been given him. And it's a sign that he's going to be protected from any harm. Vahanimili Bekoilor. But that's only true if he saw himself in chains. Aval Chavlo Ba'alma, if it wasn't chains, it was just that he was tied with rope, Loi, then this does not apply. It's not a sign that he is going to have a double protection. Continues the Gemara. Hanichnas La'agam Bechaloim. If somebody dreams of himself going into a marsh in his dream, Nasa Rosh Hashiva, he's going to become a Rosh Hashiva. Liyar, if he sees himself entering a forest in his dream, Nasa Roish Livnei Kalo, not only will he be the Rosh Hashiva, he's going to be the head of all the members of the Kala. In the Agam, in the marsh, the reeds there are weaker and smaller, but in a forest, the trees are tall and strong. So too, being a Rosh Hashiva means you have students that are beginners more. The Kala is after the students had finished learning, they were upgraded and they would revise what they've already learned. That's a higher level, and that's why somebody who dreams that he went into a forest, not merely into a marsh, it means that he's going to have an influence not only on regular Talmidim, but on the more advanced Talmidim called the Bnei Kalo. Continues the Gemara. Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua chozu chalma. They each saw a dream. Rav Papa d'oyel agma. Rav Papa saw that he'd entered into a marsh. Nasa Rosh Hashiva, and he became Rosh Hashiva. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua d'oyel liyar. He went into the forest. Nasa Rosh l'bnei kala, and he indeed became the head of these b'nei kala. Ikad Amra. Others say this over differently. Tarvayu le'agma aili. Both of them, Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, did not go into a forest, they went into a marsh. Elo, Rav Papa de tolei tavlo. Rav Papa, in his dream, he had a bell hanging from his neck. Nasa Rosh Hashiva. He became a Rosh Hashiva. The bell is a sign that your voice is going to spread. Your sound is going to be made known. And he's going to be a Rosh Hashiva, he's going to teach Talmidim. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua d'loi toli tavlo. He did not have a bell around his neck. Nase Rosh l'bnei kalo. He became the head of the b'nei kalo. Even though the b'nei kalo were the more advanced students, but that's also a certain limitation that only the more advanced students were there. Like in a forest, you only have the tall and strong trees. However, in the regular yeshiva, you've got the advanced students as well as the weaker students. And therefore, because he had a bell hanging from his neck, which means that he was making a lot of noise, that means that his influence was to a much broader spectrum of people. That's why he became the Rosh Hashiva. But the Vuna Breder of Yeshua, that did not have the bell round his neck, that means that his influence was somewhat less than Rav Popper, and therefore he became the Rosh Bnei Kala and not the Rosh HaYeshiva. Continues the Gemara. Omer Vashi, Ano Ailis L'Agma. I had a dream that I went into a marsh, V'tole Tavla, and I had a bell hanging round my neck, V'navchi Bei Nevuche, and I rang it very, very noisily. And indeed, Rav Ashi became a Rosh HaShiva. Continues the Gemara. Toni Tane Kamedu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Learn to Braisa in the presence of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Hamekiz Dam Bechaloim. If somebody lets blood in a dream, Avonos of Mechulim Loi, it's a sign that his Averis have been forgiven. Asks the Gemara of Tanya, did we not learn in a Braisa Avonos of Zdurim Loi? There's somebody who dreams that he's letting blood, his Averis are very well arranged in an orderly fashion. That seems that his Averis are very well there and he's going to be punished for them. Says the Gemara, no. My Sturim, you know what it means that his Averis are arranged? It means Sturim Limochil. They are being prepared for being forgiven. Continues the Gemara, Toni Tane Kameder of Sheshes. They learnt this Braisa in front of Rav Sheshes. Horoye nochosh bechaloim. If somebody comes across a snake in his dream, parnososoi mezumenes loy, it's a sign that his parnoso, his livelihood, is going to be very close to him. Like the snake, wherever he goes, it's actually a curse, but wherever he goes, his food is available for him, all he eats is dust. So too, somebody who dreams about a snake, it's a sign that his livelihood is going to be near to him. Noshchoi, if the snake bit him, nichpololoi, then it means that his parnosa, his livelihood, is going to be doubled. Harogoi, if he killed the snake in his dream, ofdo parnososoi, then it means that his livelihood is going to be taken away from him. Says the Gemara, Omale Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes responded, kol shekein shenichpolo parnososoi, if you killed the snake in your dream, it's a sign not that you're going to lose your parnosa, but your parnosa is going to be doubled. But the truth is, it's not the case. The truth is that if you killed the snake in a dream, it means you're going to lose your livelihood. Rav Sheshes hu dechoza chivya bechelmei, but Rav Sheshes, he himself saw a snake in his dream, and he dreamt that he killed the snake, and Rav Sheshes wanted to interpret his dream in a positive way, as we've seen earlier in the perek, that the person's dream manifests itself according to the way it's interpreted. Therefore, Rav Sheshes, instead of saying that if you kill a snake in your dream, you're going to lose your parnosa, he said your parnosa is going to get doubled. Continues the Gemara. Toni Tane Kameder of Yoichanon. The following braisa was taught in front of Rabbi Yoichanon. Kol Mine Mashkin Yofin Lechaloim. Any types of drinks that you dream about, it's a good sign. Chutz min hayayin, besides for wine, that if you see that you're drinking wine in a dream, it's not clear that it's a good sign. Yesh sheiseyu v'toivloi, there are some who drink wine in a dream and it's a good sign for them. V'yesh sheiseyu v'raloi, but others who drink wine in a dream, it's a bad sign for them. And we're going to see a braisa about this. Yesh sheiseyu v'toivloi, some who drink wine in a dream and it's a good sign for them. What's the source for that? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'yayin yesamach levav enosh, that one of the purposes, one of the usages of wine is to gladden the hearts of people. It's a good sign. V'yeshayseyu v'raloi, there are some who drink wine in a dream and it's a bad sign for them. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, T'nu sheichor lo'oived, give a beverage, give an alcoholic drink, le'oived, to the lost one, v'yayin demorei nefesh, and give wine to those who are bitter, who are depressed, who are sad. So you see that the wine is not always a good sign. Omale Rabbi Yochanan Netana. Rabbi Yochanan responded, Tni Talmud Chacham le'olam tovloi. You should add on that if a Talmud Chacham dreams that he's drinking wine, it's always good for him. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Lechu lachmu belachmi, come and take part in my bread, in my food, ushsu b'yayin masochti, and drink the wine that I have prepared, that I have mixed. And this is alluding to Torah. Torah is compared to wine. So Talmud Chacham that dreams that he's drinking wine, it's always a good sign to him. Omer b'yichron, hishkim v'nofal posuk l'teich piv. If a person wakes up in the morning or wakes up after sleeping and a posuk comes into his mind, harezu nevuah ktano, it's some form of small prophecy. Continues the Gemara. Tanu rabbonon, shloisha melochim heim. There are three kings that if one dreams about them, then they have different meanings. Horoya David b'chalim, if somebody sees David HaMelech in a dream, Yitzape lechasidus, he can anticipate acquiring the trait of chasidus, which may be translated as piety, because we know that that was David HaMelech's strong point, as we saw at the beginning of the Masechta. Shleima, if somebody dreams about Shleima HaMelech, Yitzape lechochma, he can anticipate chochma. We know that Shleima HaMelech was the chochma mikol adam. Achov, if he dreams about the king Achov, Yidag minar peronius, he has what to fear of being punished from Hashem, because Achov was indeed a very bad person who deserved punishment. Continues the Braisa, Shloisha Neviim heim, there are three Sforim in the Sefer Neviim that if one has them in a dream, then they carry with them a meaning. Horoya Sefer Melochim, if somebody sees the book of Melochim in his dream, Yitzape l'gdula, he can anticipate getting a rise, having a rise to prominence, because that's what Sefer Melochim is about, all the kings that rose to power. Yecheskel, if somebody dreams about the book of Yecheskel, Yitzape l'chochma, he can anticipate chochma. We know that in the Sefer Yecheskel there's a tremendous amount of chochma and revelation which we don't find in others for him. Yeshaya, if he dreams about the book of Yeshaya, Yetzapel and Nechoma, he can anticipate consolation, which is part of the Sefer Yeshaya. Yirmia, if he dreams about Yirmia, Yidag min ha-poronyos, he should fear punishment from Hashem. The Sefer of Yirmia speaks a lot about the punishments that happened in the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, consequent Averis. Continues the Braisa, Shloisha Ksuvim Gedoilim Heim. Amongst the Ksuvim, there are three that are particularly big. Horoya Sefer Tehillim, somebody who sees the Sefer Tehillim in his dream, Yitzape leChasidus. Then it was written by David HaMelech, and he can anticipate Chasidus, piety. And that's what's big about Tehillim. It's got a particularly special and large meaning. Mishli, somebody who sees the Sefer Mishli, Yitzape lechochma, he can anticipate chochma. Mishli is a Sefer full of chochma. Iyov, if somebody sees the Sefer Iyov, Yidag min ha-poronyos, then he should be afraid of retribution, of bad things happening to him, because the content of Sefer Iyov, many tragedies befell Iyov. Continues the Braisa, Shloisha ksuvim ktanim heim, there are some smaller Sforim in the Ksuvim who also have a meaning. Horoya Shir Hashirim Bechalim. If somebody sees Shir Hashirim in his dream, Yitzape lechasidus. He can anticipate piety, can anticipate chasidus. The whole Sefer of Shir Hashirim represents the very strong kesher, the connection and the love, the bond between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that comes from the chasidus, comes from piety. Keheles, if somebody dreams about the Sefer Keheles, Yitzape lechochma, he can anticipate chochma, it was written by Shlomo HaMelech. Kinois, if somebody sees kinnus in a dream, Yidag min ha-poronyos, then he should be afraid that some tragedy is going to befall him, like we know that the Sefer Eicha, there was a lot of tragedy that's mentioned there. Continues the Braisa. Horoye Megillas Esther. If somebody sees the Megillas Esther in his dream, Nes Naseloi, it's a sign that miracle is going to happen to him. In the same way as Megillas Esther, we all know that it's a book that is narrating a tremendous miracle that happened to Klal Yisrael. Continues the Braisa. Shloisho Chachomim Heim. There are three Chachomim, and if one dreams about them, then they have a particular meaning. Horoya Rebbe Bechaloim. If somebody sees Rebbe, or otherwise known as Rebbe Yehuda Anossi, in his dream, Yitzapel Chochma, he can expect to acquire wisdom. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. If somebody sees Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah in a dream, Yitzapel Ashirus, then he can anticipate to acquire wealth. Rebbe Shmuel ben Elisha. If somebody sees Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha in a dream, Yidag min aparonyos, he should fear that some tragedy, something bad, is going to befall him. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was one of the Asor Aruge Malchus that very cruelly got killed by the enemies, and that's why seeing him in a dream could be not such a good sign. Continues the Gemara. Continues the Braisa. Shlo Yisho Talmidei Chachomim Heim. There are three Talmidei Chachomim that seeing them in a dream has some special meaning. Horoya ben Azai Bechaloim. If somebody sees Ben Azai in a dream, Yitzapel Lechasidus, he can anticipate that he's going to attain the trait of piety. Ben Zoimo, if he sees Ben Zoimo in a dream, Yitzapel Lechochma, he can expect to acquire wisdom. Achir, if he sees Achir, who's actually Elisha Ben Avuya, Yidag min aparonyos, then you have to be afraid of something negative happening. We know that Achir is somebody who went off the derech and strayed very, very, very far, and that's why seeing him in a dream is not a good sign. Continues the Braisa. Kol minei chayos yofos lechaloim. Seeing any animal, any beast in a dream is a good sign. Chutz min apil, besides, except for an elephant, va'koif, and a monkey, va'pikoid, and va'kipoid, and a kipoid. Ask the Gemara of Omar Mar, did we not say, Haroya pil b'chaloim, if somebody sees an elephant in a dream, pele na'seloi, a wonder, a miracle is going to happen to him, so how can you say that seeing an elephant is not a good sign? Says the Gemara Loi Kashya, Hodu Masorig, if the elephant is saddled, then it's a good sign. Hodu Loi Masorig, but in the case of the Braisa, when the elephant is not saddled, then it's a bad sign. Continues the Braisa, Kol Minei Mateches Yofin Lechaloim, seeing any type of metal in a dream is a good sign. Chutz Mimar, Pesel V'Kardoim. Three types of tools used, which are metal, a hoe, a mattock, and an axe. And the Gemara says, V'hanim mili, that's only true, D'chazinu b'katayu. If you can see these blades in their handles, and if these blades are in the handles, then they are ready to cause harm. And if they're ready to cause harm, it's not a good sign if you see them in a dream. But any other type of metal which is not out to cause damage is a good sign to see it in a dream. Continues the Braisa. Kol minei peiros yofim lechaloim. If you see any types of fruits in a dream, it's a good sign. Chutz mipagei tomorrow, besides for unripe dates. Continues the Braisa. Kol minei yerokos yofim lechaloim. Seeing any type of vegetable in a dream is a good sign. Chutz miroshei lefosos, besides for the tops, the heads of turnips. V'ha'omar Rav, did Rav not say, I did not become rich until I saw the tops of the turnips in a dream? So it seems that Rav holds that seeing these roshe lefosois is a good sign for him, not a bad sign. Says the Gemara, we can answer it. Ki chozo, when Rav saw those turnips, bekenayu chozo. He saw them when they were still on their stems, and that's why it was a good sign. It was a sign that he was going to become rich. Continues the Braisa, Kol minei tzivoinin yofim lechaloim. Seeing any type of color in a dream is a good sign. Chutz min ha-tcheles, besides for the color of tcheles. And Rashi explains that the reason for this is because the color of tcheles seems to be a greenish type of color, and when a person is very, very sick, his skin changes the color to this tcheles, and therefore seeing tcheles in a dream is not such a good sign. Continues the Braisa, Kol minei oifois yofim lechamloim. Seeing any type of bird in a dream is a good sign. Chutz min kario v'kipufo v'karperoi. Besides for these three types of birds, all the rest are a good sign. Continues the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to start with a simon, which it does often in Shas. Haguf, Haguf, Me'ein, Meshivin, Umarchivim, Simon. Right, that means the next five lists of the Braisa are hinted to, alluded to in this sign, and we're going to see this inside now. Says the Gemara. Shloisha nichnosim laguf. There are three things that enter the body, ve'ein aguf nenemen, and nonetheless the body does not derive any pleasure from it. What are they? Good gedonios, v'kafnios, upage tomorrow. Some type of a cherry, some type of an unripe or an inedible date, and unripe. Right, those are the two. The kafnios are the less quality dates, and the page tomorrow are the unripe dates. Shloisha ein nichnosim laguf. There are three things that do not enter the body, and nonetheless, vaguf nene mehem, the body derives pleasure from it. Rechitza, which is washing. One washes the outside of a body, one doesn't take it into his body, nonetheless, the body derives pleasure from it. Vasicha, anointing. Vitashmish. Continues the Gemara. Shloisha me'ein ha'olam haba. There are three things that resemble somewhat Olam Haba. Ve'ilu hein Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. Shemesh, the sun. Ve'tashmish. Asks the Gemara, Tashmish tamai. Tashmish means using. Using what? Ilei metashmish hamita. If you're talking about using a bed, which is the literal translation, which means having relationships. Ha mikchash kochish. How can you say that it's me'en oilem abo, it's like oilem abo, when it causes a person to become weakened? Elo tashmish nukovim, the type of tashmish which is me'en oilem abo, is a person who empties his bowels and clears his system from anything that's not supposed to be in it. That is me'en oilem abo. Oilem abo is a place where there's nothing bad there. There's nothing that's not supposed to be there. It's all pure and holy. Continues the Braisa, Shloisha meshivin daito shel odom. There are three things that restore a person's clarity of mind. Ve'eluhin, koil umare v'reach. Certain sounds of music and singing, sights, certain particularly nice sights, v'reach and smell. Shloisha marchivin daito shel odom. There are three things that broaden a person's mind. Ve'eluhin, dirano, a beautiful home, v'ishano, a beautiful wife, v'kelim noim, and beautiful vessels, furniture. And now the Gemara is going to give another simon for the next group mentioned in the Braisa. The simon is chamisha, v'shisha, v'asara simon. 5, 6, 10. That's the simon. Let's see the Braisa inside. Chamisha, Echod Mishishim. There are five things that each of them are a 60th of something else. Ve'eluhin, Eish, fire, Dvash, honey, Shabbos, V'sheino, sleep, V'chaloim, and a dream. And the Braisa explains, Eish Echod Mishishim LeGehenem. The fire that we know is a 60th of the fire of Gehenem. Dvash Echod Mishishim LeMon. Honey is a 60th of mon, which was the bread that came down from heaven that we ate in the wilderness, in the desert, when we went out of Mitzrayim. Shabbos, echod mishishim lo'ilim abo. Shabbos is a 60th of oilim abo. Sheino, echod mishishim lemisa, sleep is a 60th of death, chaloim echod mishishim lenevua, and a dream is a 60th of prophecy. Continues the Braisa, shisha dvorim simon yofe lachoyle. There are six things that are a good sign for a sick person. Ve'elu hein, itush, sneezing, zeo, perspiration, shilshul, diarrhea or loose bowel movement, keri, v'sheino, and sleep. And now the Gemara is going to explain. Itush, where do we see that sneezing is positive, especially for an ill person? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ati shoisov tohel oyer, that when he sneezes, it's compared to a flash of light. Zeo, where do we see that perspiration is positive? Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Bezea sapecho toichal lechem. It's only consequent to sweat that a person has bread to eat. So you see that sweating is a positive thing. Shilshul, where do we see that loose bowel movement is positive? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Miheir tzoye lihiposeach, that somebody who relieves himself is quick, hastens to be healthy. V'layomus l'shachas, and you will not die in the pit. Keri, where do we see that keri has something healthy in it? Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Yire Zera, somebody who sees Zera, Yarech Yomim, it's a skula for long life. Sheina, where do we see that sleep is something positive? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yoshanti Oz Yonuach Li, that I would be asleep, and consequent to the sleep, I would be rested. So you see that sleep contributes to a person feeling rested. Chaloim, where do we see that dreams are a positive thing? Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vatachlimeini vahachayeni. You made me have a dream. The word Tachlimeini comes from the word Choloim, vahachayeni, and that gave me extra life, extra strength when Chizkiyahu HaMelech became well. Continues the Braisa. Shisha dvorim merapin es achoyle micholyoi. There are six things that contribute to curing a sick person. Urfuasi refua, and his cure is long-lasting. Ve'elu hein kruv, cabbage, tardin, beets, v'sisin yveshin, dried sisin, v'keva, an animal stomach, v'heres, an animal's womb, v'yiseres ha-covid, and an animal's diaphragm, v'yesh oimrim, and some add, af dogim ketanim, also small fish. V'loy oid, not only that small fish can cure somebody, elo she-dogim ketanim mafrim umavrin kol gufay shel odom, they can make a person become even more fruitful and strengthen a person's whole body. Continues the Braisa, Asoro dvorim machzirin es achoyla l'choylyoy. There are 10 things that will contribute to making somebody become sick again, to returning to his illness. V'choylyoy kosha, and then his sickness is even more severe and even worse than it was before. V'eilu hein they are as follows. Ha'oichel basar shoyr, somebody who eats the meat of an ox. Boso shomin, somebody who eats very fatty meats. Boso tzoli, somebody who eats roasted meat. Besar tziporim, somebody who eats the meat of birds, ubeita tzluya, or a roasted egg, v'tiglachas, or shaving, v'shachalayim, somebody who eats shachalayim, v'cholov and milk, v'agvino, or cheese, v'amerchat, bathing, v'yesh oimrim, and some add, af egoizim, also nuts, v'yesh oimrim, and some add, af kishuim, also kishuim, which is a type of vegetable. Maybe a cucumber, maybe something similar. Tonad Be'er Bishmoel. We saw in a braisa that was taught by Rabbi Shmuel, Lama nikro shmon kishuim. Why are kishuim called kishuim? Mepnei shem koshim laguf kacharovois. Because they are bad and harmful for the body like swords. And this is just supports what we said the line earlier, that yesh oimrim, that kishuim, are also very bad and can cause a person to become sick. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is it true that kishuim are so harmful? V'oksiv, it says, V'yomer Hashem lo, shnei goyim bevitneich. Hashem said to Rivka that she was going to have two children, Yaakov and Esav. Each one were going to become a nation. Who were they? Al tikra goyim, don't read it as goyim, as in nations, elogeim, rather proud ones. Who are the two proud people, one that came from Yaakov and one that came from Esav? V'omar Yehuda Marav said, Elu Antoninus v'Rebi. These proud people were Antoninus and Rebi. Shelei posak mishulchonom, that it never ceased from their tables, irrespective of what season of the year it was, there was always had the following foods on their table. Loi tznoin, there was never radish missing, v'loi chazeres, nor horseradish, v'loi kishuin, nor was kishuin missing. So you see here that kishuim was a positive thing. If kishuim is so unhealthy, what's this positive thing that Antoninus and Rebbe were proud people, they were very rich people, that they had kishuim the whole year? What's good about kishuim? Says the Gemara Loikasha. We can answer that. Hod the Rav Rava, the harmful kishuim are the very big kishuim. Hod bazutri, but the smaller kishuim, they are very beneficial, and they are the ones that were on the table of Rebbe and Antoninus all year round. Continues the Gemara, we're going to go back to the dreams now. Tonu Rabbonon, we learnt in the Braisa. Meis Babais. If somebody had a dream of a dead person, a corpse, in the house, Sholom Babais, it's a sign that there's peace in the house. Ochal Veshoso Babais, if you dreamt that this dead person was eating and drinking in the house, Simon Yofel Labais, it's a good sign for the home. Not al kelim in Abais, if this corpse took some vessels from the house, Simon Ra Labais, then it's a bad sign for the home. Tirgamor of Papa, Rapapa explained, Bimasono Vesandula, that's only true if he took a shoe or a sandal from the house. Kol de Shokil Shichva Meale, anything that a corpse takes from a home, Meale, it's a good sign. Bar Mimason of a sandala, unless he takes a shoe or a sandal. Kol de Yoiv Shichva Meale, if you dream of a corpse bringing anything to a house, it's always a good sign. Bar Miafra Vachardala, unless he's bringing into the house mud or mustard. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that if a person sees a place where Avodah Zarah has been uprooted, he has to make a special bracha. We saw in the Mishnah. Says the Braisa, Tonu Rabbonon, Horoye Merkoilis, if somebody sees the Avodah Zarah called Merkoilis, Oimer, he makes the following bracha. Baruch Shenosan Oirech Apayim Lo'ivrei Ratzoinoi. Blessed are you, Hashem, that you show patience even for the idol worshippers, and you don't punish them immediately. You give them a chance to change, amend their ways. If you see a place in Eretz Yisrael where Avodah Zarah has been uprooted, Oimer makes the bracha, Boruch she'okar Avodas kichovim me'arteinu, blessed are you, Hashem, who has uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. We add on and we ask Hashem that in the same way that he has uprooted Avodah Zarah from this place, so too Avodah Zarah should be uprooted from all the places of Yisrael. And Hashem inspire and encourage all those lost souls, those who are serving Avodah Zarah, to change their ways and to start serving you. In the event that in Chutz La'aretz Avodah Zarah got uprooted, Ein Tzorich Loima, he does not have to say V'hoshev Leiv Oivdeim La'avdecha, these last few words asking Hashem to help the people do tshuva and stop serving Avodah Zarah and start serving Him. You do not need to do that. You do not need to say that in Chutz La'aretz. Sheruba Oivdei Kechovim. We can assume that most people are serving Avodah Zarah are goyim, and we don't need to daven that Hashem should make the goyim do tshuva. Continues the Braisa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Af b'chutz la'aretz tzorich lo'imar kein. Even in chutz la'aretz, you should ask Hashem that the hearts of those doing avodah zarah should turn round and serve Him. Mipnei she'asidim le'iskayir, because even from these people who are serving avodah zarah, they are at some point later in time going to get closer to Yiddishkeit and possibly even convert. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Oz efoich el amim sofa brura. At the end of time, after Mashiach comes, all the nations are going to come join Klal Yisrael and speak the same language as Klal Yisrael. And they are then all going to proclaim Hashem's name and serve Hashem, the antithesis of Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara, Dora Shrev Amnuna, Haroye Bovel Harosha. If somebody sees the wicked country of Bovel, and this is referring mainly to the places in Bovel that are desolate today, Tzorich Levori Chomish Brachis, he has to make 5 brachas. Ra Bovel, as soon as he sees the ruins of Bovel, Oimer, he says, Boruch Shehichriv Bovel Harosha. Blessed are you, Hashem, who has destroyed the wicked Bovel. Bovel are the ones that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Ra'a Beisoi shel Nebuchadnezzar. If one sees the ruins of the home of Nebuchadnezzar, one responsible for destroying the Beis HaMikdash, Oimer will make the bracha, Baruch Shehichriv Beisoi shel Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Blessed are you, Hashem, that you have destroyed the home of Nebuchadnezzar the Rasha. Ra'a Goiv shel Aroyois. If one sees the lion's den into which the Nile was thrust, or into the fiery furnace into which Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown, and a miracle happened, none of them got harmed. But if one sees the lion's den or that furnace, Oimer, you make a bracha, Baruch she'asa nisim la'aviseinu b'mokim hazeh. Blessed are you who performed a miracle on behalf of our ancestors in this place. Ra'a Markulis, if one sees the Avodah Zarah called Markulis, Oimer, he has to make a bracha, Baruch she'nosan oirech apayim lo'ivrei ratzoinoi. Blessed are you that you have patience even for those who are serving Avodah Zarah and you don't destroy them immediately. Ra'a Mokim she'noitlin mimenu ofar, if you see the place within Bovel from where it happens to be that no animal leaves that place before some of its earth and dust are put onto its back, and that's one of the signs of the ruin and the desolation of Bovel, and it's part of the curse that Bovel was cursed with. If one sees that place, Oimer makes a bracha, Boruch Oimer v'oise goizer mekayim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who he says and he does what he says, he decrees, and then he carries out the decrees that he promises that he's going to decree. And Hashem made the decree that Bovel would ultimately be entirely destroyed, and this is the fulfillment of that decree when one sees that the dust of Bovel is just being used and put on top of the animals, and till then the animals won't leave the place. It's a sign that Bovel has been put down to dust. Continues the Gemara, Rava ki havachozi chamra deshok le'afra. When Rava would see the donkeys carrying away the earth, torif luhu yoda al gabehu, he would smack these donkeys with his hand on their backs. V'omar, and he would say, Rahutu tzadiki lemeved ruusa demoraychu, you righteous ones, go quickly and perform the will of Hashem, because by the fact that these donkeys were carrying this soil and dust of Bovel, showing everyone that Bovel has been reduced to nothing, that is a tzidkus, it's a righteous thing, because it's an expression of Hashem's decree being fulfilled. Marbere de Ravina ki have moti le Bovel. When Marbere, the son of Ravina, would come to Bovel, have a shokil afra besudori, he would take some of the earth of Bovel in his cloak, in his turban, v'shodi lebora, and he would throw it outside, l'kayim ma'shenema, to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, v'teitei siha b'metatei hashmeid, and I will sweep it clean with the broom of destruction, referring to Bavel, and he would do that by taking some of the dust of Bavel and throwing it out. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi, Ano hodu Rav Amnuna lo shamili. I did not hear what Rav Amnuna said that when one comes to Bavel and sees the ruins of Bavel, one has to make all these brachas. Elo midaite borchinu lekulu. Just on my own accord, on my own logic and reasoning, I happened to make exactly those brachas that Rav Amnuna said that one is supposed to make. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shiur, we're going to carry on Daf Nun Ches.